When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, it's 12 o'clock in the big city. It's Bart and Han. Ty Butler in for Allen. Hanging out with Bart Scott for the next 3 hours.
Okay.
Let's do it.
That's how you come in, son?
You know it. I got
to try to come in smooth like this, late night after dark, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is T.Y. coming to you from the big city, you know what I'm saying? And I always make fun of my boy Allen, saying, it's the greatest city in the world, man. You want to come in all sexy and stuff, man.
Like
what
WBLS,
you trying to do, son?
Baby.
What you trying to do, son?
I gotta captivate multiple audiences. It's not just the males 25 to 54. You got to get the ladies in.
I appreciate it. That's how we grow. Okay.
We're doing it, baby. Next 3 hours.
We're here for you 3 hours, baby. But I can go longer if you need to. I'm the can man. Anybody can get it. If you need me 30 minutes, I got you. 40 minutes, I got you. I don't stop until the job is done. They call me T.Y., a.k.a. Mr. Lover Man, a.k.a. Mr. Night Night. You ever went night night?
if your husband failed you on Valentine's Day, I got you. I'll be your rebound.
That's why you do all them squats. Try to do the baby boy, Spanish fly.
Got
to
get the glutes involved, my boy. You know they love the glutes.
Hey, it's crazy because my boy has the same. He owns one of the gyms that the brand that you go to. I always forget. He got the Hulkamania colors.
Yeah, retro. Shout out retro Glendale.
Retro is like one step above Planet Fitness. You know what I'm saying? You can yell a little bit. You know, they throw your ass off if you yell in Planet Fitness. They're like, no, sorry,
yeah,
sir.
They got the sirens that start going off, man. You banging weights too hard.
Shout out to the gyms that allow men to be
exactly.
Men.
You know what I'm saying? We want to do something. We want to pump our chest out. We want to slam weights. We want to be angry. They call it the intimidation bell in Planet Fitness, I believe. That's what it is.
Do they have one in Retro Fitness?
No, they don't.
My boy Steve Weatherford got kicked out of Retro Fitness.
You talking about Steve Weatherford,
yes,
the former kicker?
Yes.
How got you kicked out?
Yes. How do you get kicked out? Because, you know what I'm saying, your testosterone level's a little high. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you got a little angry at the weights. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you never got that angry at the weights in Retro Fitness. But Retro and Planet Fitness sometimes they be playing games. I think they're more of a social club than they are actually a gym.
Nah, because anytime don't say that. That's disrespect.
Maybe disrespectful to Retro, not disrespectful to Planet Fitness.
Planet's like that. That's how Planet gets.
Planet, you go in there and they got bagels and pizza. How the hell are you going to be feeding me bagels and pizza and I'm here to lose weight? You trying to give me comfort food, son. Like, we don't need them type of carbs to get through my workout. I want fasting cardio.
And then, first of all, they'll have, like, the little fridge with the pre-made meals that's just looking all kinds of nasty. You think I'm eating? It's been sitting there since 5 o'clock in the morning. You think I'm eating that food? Yeah. Hell no. When I'm going to get you out to Queens to get a little workout in? When we going to do that?
Oh, okay. Well, I just got from underneath the squat bar. I see you be doing your thing on the squat bar. You full of creatine and protein shake. You know what I'm saying? I ride out there. You know what I'm saying?
Because I got to stunt a little bit. I want to stunt. You know, this Bart Scott. Y'all know who he is.
See, don't hurt yourself. Don't strain something trying to show me up. You know what I'm saying? You ever had your stuff pushed in, bro? I've had my stuff pushed in, bro. I tell you what, man. Like, one thing I love, right? Don't care. Like, this is the week where it's, like, tough. It's not a lot going on. You got basketball teams coming back. Everybody's getting, you know, back into the groove as, you know, it's kind of slow when you talk about, you know, all-star break, you know, no Super Bowl, so no football.
Baseball is still a couple weeks away.
Baseball is still a couple of weeks away.
I know you love baseball.
Yeah. You know, we got, you know, Sweet Lou Whitaker, Cecil Fielder. That's where I wrote Alan Trammell. That's kind of where I come from. You know what I mean? The days where, you know, you look at Sparky Anderson with, you know, his ears never stopped growing. You know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to Sparky in the old Tiger Stadium. You know, I thought that was a travesty that they tore that down because it was like one of the last standing, like, iconic places, right? Ty Cobb played there, you know, all that type of stuff. But, you know, what I love is, like, sports never fail to disappoint. You think, like, how am I going to go into a week and, you know, it's not a lot to talk about. You know, yesterday we made Dwayne Wade a thing.
Oh,
right?
Man.
People wanted to talk about D. Wade, and they were upset about that.
That's, you know, a rough take from Pat O'Keefe. That's hard to come back from.
Yeah, and they came back on Pat O'Keefe. They hit him with facts, and, you know, I was just here to, you know, eat my popcorn. I had my popcorn ready. But now you have something like where we live in a society, and we used to say it was about the new school being super sensitive. But come on, man. The No Bull Tour, that's where we at? Like I feel like Jordan is like
Oh, I did see this.
Yeah, I feel like MJ is MJ's you know, Training Day. He's Denzel from Training Day. You ungrateful mother.
Well, listen. Here's the thing, man. Like, The Last Dance, he obviously had a lot of editorial control over it.
Yes.
He wasn't feeling some of the narratives that emanated from that docuseries.
Well, but
made a lot of people look bad.
Yeah, but I laugh at the fact, like, I didn't think he really particularly made Scotty look bad.
But the migraine thing, like, that blew up.
That was a real thing.
The contract situation.
But this is the thing. Also, when you think about Scotty in the migraine game, right? Jordan had the time where he couldn't get through the Pistons, and he had to go back and lift weights, right? Because they were just physically beating him down, right? As we realized that the Jordan rules exist even in football when you think about Antonio Pierce. But that's another story for a different time. But what I'm saying is, I didn't think they made Scotty, who's my cousin, by the way, look too bad.
That's really your cousin?
Yeah, my whole family mate name is Pippen. Oh, you know, Scott is my mom's married name to my sister's dad. This gets complicated.
So you got the insight on Larsa and, you know, what's going on with Marcus. Maybe we can get the scoop from you.
Well, that's disrespectful. We might have to put the peoples on him, because that's just disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just disrespectful. You're trying to, you know, we need to go back, and if that's the case, if that's what we doing, MJ, you know what I'm saying? We might need to go and start, you know, putting some of that heavy elephant tusk on some female in your family. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You want to come at my cousin Scotty? You know what I'm saying? We need to find somebody. I don't know if he got daughters or he got close aunties or something. We gonna put some bodies on that. We gonna release a sex tape. Keep playing with us if you want to, son. Keep playing.
No pun intended.
You bet not show up for that wedding. You show up for that wedding, dog. We put the Pippins are putting bodies on your peoples. Mm. And we gonna be in the family somehow. We getting somebody prego. Oh, elephant tusk. Dog.
Wedding night.
Shoot up the club.
Okay, but you're not feeling this No Bull Tour at all.
No. I want them to speak their truth. Because I think people think about Scotty being pissed off. Man, the fact that Horace Grant, I think, was more pissed off than anybody in the document.
Horace.
Yeah, I think Horace was more pissed off than anybody. Horace, like, I think he got some real, like, disdain and hate for that, right? But I don't get the Luke Longley part of it. Like, Luke, first of all, you weren't even there for the whole ride, bruh. Like, we could have did it without Luke. We had Bill Winnington. We could have did it without you, Luke. We had Cartwright in here. We could have figured it out without you, bruh. Now, Horace Grant, we needed that defensive player, that guy that could hit the 18-foot jump shot. But, man, we didn't really need you, Luke Longley. Like, what are you talking about, bruh?
So, the story is, you know, for those just jumping in, it was announced, I think I saw this yesterday, that, you know, Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley, Horace Grant are going to spearhead this, like, 90s Bulls No Bull Tour, where they discuss the two three-peats, the dynasty, and give their own spin to The Last Dance, because there were some people not happy with that. And by the way, man, we saw this, what was it, maybe a month or two ago, and this was just absolutely disgraceful, where Chicago, the Bulls were honoring the late, great Jerry Krause during a ceremony, and his wife, his widow, was booed. And, you know, she was overcome by so many emotions. She started crying. It was a terrible, terrible moment for the Bulls fan base. And that goes back to some of what got revealed during that documentary that people did not appreciate when it came to Jerry Krause as the architect of the dynasty. Yeah.
Because they wanted one more run, son.
And they just shed him in a horrible, horrible light. But the six championships in 8 years don't happen
without
him.
You got to give him credit for that, too.
Yeah, the trades he made, and, you know, going out there and getting Scotty, like, those that stuff doesn't happen without Jerry Krause. So, I mean, it'll be very, very interesting to see what becomes of this and the type of stories that emerge.
Yeah, because it sounds like the Mike Tyson one-person tour type of deal. You know what I mean? So, I'm excited to see what they come up with. You know, has it been? I mean, we thought that the worst relationship between star players was Kobe and Shaq.
But you got repaired over, you know, once Shaq retired and once Kobe won his championship.
This one could have been like, you know, the hate is real. Like, so this just means that you don't have to be great friends or have great admiration for each other to be able, and it's crazy, right? Because Scottie's a top 50 player, right? Or top 75, whatever that
top 50,
that,
sure.
Top 50, whatever it was that they gave out to Jackets and stuff. And Kobe as well. But if I had to rank in my head, right? Scottie's my family. If I had to rank in my head, like, what duel probably had the two players closer to 1 and 5, I would probably say Shaq and Kobe but when you look at the 6 titles, you look at the resume, Hall of Fame, you look at, like, Kobe was maybe more integral to the success than Scottie, but Jordan never won one without Scottie.
Well, so that's why it's so fascinating, right? Because you look at MJ and Pippen, and yeah, Jordan didn't win a playoff series until Scottie got there. But what works in the favor of what you're saying is, like, two guys that are greater on the, you know, all-time pantheon, the Shaq and Kobe. Shaq leaves, wins in 06 with Miami. Kobe then has a two-peat, goes to 3 straight finals from 2008 to 2010, wins a regular season MVP, wins 2 finals MVPs. He's obviously a better player than Scottie Pippen overall.
But was he more important? See, that's the thing. And,
of course,
the crazy thing
was.
It's the same system, right? So it is comparing apples to apples. I guess maybe the comparison may be at the end of the day when we talk about who was more important or how important Klay was to the dynasty with Steph Curry.
I mean, listen,
you can say Steph is Kobe or Shaq or Jordan, and you can say Klay is Scottie Pippen.
Oh, so here's the thing, man. Here's the thing.
More important?
It's very interesting. You know why? Because there are people, I mean, ask Warriors fans this. There are people who could construct a legitimate argument that Draymond is the second best, or not, I don't want to say best. Let's just say second most important player or piece to that dynasty. There are a lot of people who would say that.
I would say Draymond is equivalent to Dennis Rodman and Horace Grant.
I don't know, man.
Is he not?
No.
Is he not? Horace Grant and Dennis Rodman? I would say he's that type of guy. He's the Chris Bosh of this story.
No, he's no not way. Dwayne. No chance.
You're saying that he's more important than playoff six game Klay Klay. Come on, man.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's a fascinating discussion to have,
but
because of what he did on both ends, and
hang on, just one second,
because I know what you're gonna say. Like, Klay Thompson is an otherworldly defender, maybe the second best 3-point shooter of all time. So he brings you that as well, but the overall identity, and I didn't even think we were going to get into this today.
That's why I love Pop Sport Talk.
The overall identity of Golden State and how they, in some ways, revolutionized basketball.
Okay.
Being able to play that small ball lineup only happens because of Draymond Green.
Okay.
Because of his ability as an undersized, quote-unquote, big, to not just defend and rebound and set the tone defensively, offensively running breaks, being a playmaker, being someone who can initiate the offense. Like, he was so important.
But they've always, like, wouldn't we say that the dynasty always had a big, whether it was Bogut. Whether it was Bogut, they always had a big man.
Yeah, but those guys weren't Draymond.
But they were the Luke Lonelys and Bill Winningtons of the game. I would say Draymond was more like Dennis Rodman. He's the heartbeat, right? He's the energy.
But he's better than those guys.
He's better than Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, he's
Dennis
better.
Dennis Rodman is greater at what he did, like rebounding, defense. Like,
which
you
Draymond
talk about,
gave
you talk him. You talk about Dennis Rodman at 6'8", checking Shaquille O'Neal.
No, I get it. I just think that what you're he giving, was, the role that he had to play on that team in order to have them blossom the way that they did.
It's the same role that Chris Bosh had to play, shooting threes and playing defense.
No way. Chris Bosh scored 0 points in a game seven that Miami won in 2013. There's no way that the Warriors could survive Draymond, and not that Draymond is important, like just as far as
what is he putting up? He ain't shooting no threes.
I mean, in 2016 Game Seven, he scored 20 points. I know they lost the game, but I don't know, man. There's a lot of people who would be able to construct the case. He was their second most important player during that dynastic run.
Big play. I'm sorry.
It's a prisoner of the moment because we've seen what like Clay has become. Clay's coming off the bench.
Did they call it the Flintstones? I'm sorry. Did they call it the Splash Brothers? They didn't say the Splash Quintuplets. They said the Splash Brothers. That's how they got their fame. We knew them as the Splash Brothers featuring Draymond Green.
But he was able to unlock that, man.
You're going to put Draymond Green up there with Scottie Pippen, the point forward.
No, I'm not saying he's as good of a player as Scottie. We're just talking about importance to your respective dynasty.
Yes. And Dennis
and how
Rodman,
rank those guys.
They didn't win. They don't win those championships, those other three-peats.
I agree. That
without Dennis Rodman.
But I'm not disagreeing with you. We're not disagreeing about the importance of those guys. Disagreeing about how we can credibly rank them as far as their roles in what helped, orchestrate those dynasties.
Draymond is the third guy, right?
I can't believe I'm here defending Draymond.
Draymond is the third wheel. Like Draymond was scoring 10 points, man. I understand he facilitates the offense, but I can make the argument that Iguodala was more important than Draymond.
No, you can't. Oh. And Iguodala was awesome in that role. Going from what he was in Philly as like a primary scoring option to just being, someone who could facilitate, play defense.
You just made Draymond the second more important.
Look at what they did
winning.
They just won the championship with Iggy on the bench as like basically a coach.
See, this is what I don't understand, right? See, we're going to get into these calls and cats saying, I'm crazy to think that Dennis Rodman was better than Draymond Green? Like, what are you talking about? I would say Draymond's a better scorer. Rodman's a more versatile, better rebounder and defender, and had way more versatility than Draymond Green defending anybody.
So here's the thing, man. They won without Dennis.
Guess what? They also lost to Dennis.
Yeah, they did.
So what you talking about?
But they lost won without him.
Bruh. Dennis Rodman has five titles.
Warriors aren't winning any of those championships.
Dennis
who
has
go out of their way to discredit LeBron coming back 3-1 in 2016, directly to what? Draymond getting suspended in game five. And if that doesn't happen, they win the series.
Bro, Dennis Rodman is one of the greatest players at what
I'm
he
not
did.
Disagreeing
he's,
with
he's
you.
Bill Russell, in my opinion.
He's not Bill Russell.
Okay. All right.
I mean, Bill Russell was the best player on 11 championship teams.
Okay. Was he? Did he play with three other Hall of Famers that did
score?
No,
he did. He played. He had a lot of help.
He played with three other Hall of Famers.
He did.
Dennis Rodman. The people better stop about what Dennis Rodman was.
The one thing I hate about these conversations is once
Draymond
we start
Green. Come
comparing
on, man.
A and B. Like, the person taking A sounds like he's discrediting B or disrespecting B. I'm not doing that at all because I don't disagree with anything
Dennis
that
Rodman
said.
Dennis Rodman has five titles, and he was important in every one of them.
He was, but we're talking about the Bulls dynasty. Was he more important to the Bulls dynasty than Draymond was to the Warriors dynasty?
I'm talking about this drunk man on hold, man. This dude lost his damn mind. I'm crazy. You crazy.
800-919-3776. We're going to get to the phone calls. Bart, another thing we got to have to talk about. Knicks back in action tonight in Philadelphia. Interesting, second half of the season.
Draymond
28
Charles,
games
so
left.
Draymond is Charles Oakley.
Draymond's better. but the Knicks, important stretch of games here, man. We'll hear from Julius Randle and Tom Thibodeau that both had a chance to speak yesterday, pertaining to the injuries that this team has been experiencing. They finished, losing four of their last five games going into the break after they had won 15 of 17. So kind of a tale of two tapes to end the first half of the season. So we'll get into that and take your phone calls. 800-919-3776. Spartan Hahn, Todd Butler, and Fallon Hahn with the great Bart Scott, who's just wrong about this, but we'll talk to him next, coming up right here on 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and Han, brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game
Put Carlos' ass on there first.
We'll go to him. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. 800-919-3776. We're having a very spirited debate that just came out of nowhere.
Play about my Pistons.
Because Scottie Pippen, Luke Longley, Horace Grant, they're going to discuss the second greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan. And
see, there you go. There you go, poking the bear. Stop playing, man. LeBron James is not better than Jordan, man.
He's not wrong, though.
Last I checked, six is greater than four.
It's only championships?
No, it ain't only championships. It's the fact that Michael Jordan stopped how many Hall of Famers from having championships?
I don't know. Magic won. Larry Bird won. Isaiah Thomas won.
Whoa. That's at the beginning.
Akeem Olajuwon won.
No, that's at the beginning.
Shaq
Charles, Karl Malone, John Stockton. Yo, you can go. Who else you want to go with?
You're just counting the second part of his career. Because as I mentioned, I saw Larry win a lot. I saw Magic win a ton.
Larry was there first.
Isaiah Thomas won. And that, by the way, never beat Larry in the playoffs. But that's neither here nor there. We're having a discussion.
Brian lost to everybody. Brick, and he running around trying to put super teams together. How many people got traded?
Those Bulls teams weren't super teams?
Well, I didn't say they weren't.
Exactly.
But at least he did it in place.
Well, because he had an infrastructure. He had a legitimate
It was just him and Scotty. He didn't have Bosh, Kyrie Irving, Dwayne Wade,
Anthony Davis, that drafted him, was able to facilitate moves where they put Hall of Fame talent
and the greatest coach of all time around
him to help win championships. And that's not to discredit, but LeBron's path was a little bit differently.
You can't keep trying to use the same thing that you beat Kevin Durant up for, but LeBron James is the one who started the super team.
I didn't beat Kevin Durant.
I didn't beat up KD. He just running for situations. Stop.
I didn't beat up KD, but I do have to marvel at a guy in year 21 at age 39 still looking like one of the best players in basketball. That says something. Sustained excellence.
What place is his team in?
They're in ninth right now, which is about where they were last year before they went to the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, but neither here nor there. 800-919-3776. You wanted to hear from him, Bart, so let's go to Carlos in New York. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, how's it going? This is one of the main problems with Generation Now is that they never seen the Bulls team play together day to day how we watch basketball now with Steph Curry. But the Bulls team would be the best ever to ever have played. And Jordan is the best basketball player to have ever has played. It's just, you don't see it day to day.
What does that have to do? What does that have to do with the conversation we're having about Draymond and Rodman?
You're saying that Draymond is like Dennis Rodman? Are you crazy? Dennis Rodman would, I think Bulls would haven't been the Bulls without him. You know what I mean? Draymond, you could replace him with almost any power.
So the Bulls wouldn't be the Bulls without Dennis, despite the fact that in the 3 years prior to him going there, they went to the finals all 3 years and won championships all 3 years.
Yeah, but and then they had to, then people got old.
Wait, but forget that. He just said they wouldn't be the Bulls without him.
Bro, they wouldn't have won those other three without him.
But they won before he got there.
Yeah, that was a different group. That was a different group, bro.
Guy, you cannot say that they would not have been the same team without him.
Okay, what metrics is Draymond Green better than Dennis Rodman?
What do you mean metrics?
What metric? How you want to do it?
Titles?
Yeah, let's go statistically. If you want to go that way too,
appreciate the call, Carlos.
You want to do that? You see the other guy? He was online too. He ran. I wasn't looking for Carlos. It was the other guy that ran. His ass ran.
Oh, he was scared of the smoke. He was about to give him.
All scared of the smoke.
No, Dennis obviously better. I guess you could say he's maybe the best defensive player ever.
Okay, so that's one metric.
And you know, what about rebounding?
What rebounding? Right, better.
Draymond.
What about points? Only thing Draymond got more is assists.
Yeah, but offensive. Well, Draymond's a better shooter.
No, offensively,
better
what?
Playmaker.
No.
Offensively, better shooter, better playmaker.
You forgetting those Pistons, man.
I'm not forgetting those Pistons.
Listen, it was a point where Dennis would put points up and catch. Oops, baby. Let's not remember those Pistons.
He's not a better overall offensive player than Draymond.
Okay,
like, that's not even.
What the hell can Draymond do? He can't create his own shot.
Well, he can't.
He can fake. He can fake. Hand off on a pick and roll and take the ball to the back.
Wide open for a dunk.
How many points does Draymond Green have in the offensive era of basketball? How many points does Draymond Green have in his career?
He has a 6,800.
6,800, Bob. Would you like to ask me how many points Dennis Rodman has?
Go ahead. Let me hear.
6,683. Okay, so what are we talking about?
Wait, I didn't hear you because someone was talking in my ear. What is
6,683.
I'm talking about the totality.
No.
We
talking about points.
Games.
We talking about points.
But offense is
Draymond shoots threes.
It's about the fact that how you generate.
No,
like
he can create for other guys. The fact that Dennis Rodman has damn near the same amount of points as Draymond kills your argument because Draymond shoots wide ass open threes. So tell me this, Bob.
And how many games? And how many games are you talking? Because Draymond's played 787. So Dennis is at what?
Man, who? Really?
If you're going to give me accumulation numbers, then the most important is the amount of games played.
Accumulation numbers, man.
and I lost it there.
Okay, so tell me, you talk about creating opportunities for his teammates, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
When Dennis Rodman got a rebound, do you think he shot the ball? Or do you think he passed it to somebody and they scored?
Well, it depends.
No.
He went back up. So if he's wide open, he's gonna dunk it.
I watched it. He threw the ball back out.
Or if he's wide open, he's gonna dunk it on the offensive rebound.
No, at 6'7", he wasn't dunking on nobody, bro. Stop it.
I said if he's wide open, which means he's not on anybody.
They're the same damn height. Hey, Jake, how many rebounds?
He's rolling his eyes at you, bro, because he knows you're losing this.
Jake, how many rebounds?
Total rebounds. He's at 5,469.
Okay. You want to know how many rebounds Dennis Rodman has in his career?
How many? How many games, if you're going to give me that number, too? Many amount of games.
He got damn near 12,000.
No, he's a better rebounder.
So isn't rebounds second opportunities?
Yes, it can create second opportunities.
And I'm telling you, by watching Dennis, he wasn't shooting the ball. He got the rebound, he threw it to Zeke. He got the rebound, he threw it to Jordan and Scottie. So those are creating for your teammates as well.
You know what you're doing here? You're getting messy. This is what happens during like presidential debates.
Listen.
When
Dennis
you're losing,
Dennis,
you just make
Dennis,
it messy.
Dennis,
so
Dennis
people
Rodman
can just
kind of
lose the argument and see Dennis, like different perspective. All I'm saying is, the reason why we started this conversation –
You're saying Draymond is the number two most important person in the dynasty.
I said it was a legitimate conversation that could
How's it legitimate? That means you think it's legitimate.
I said it's a legitimate one that can be argued because I can see both sides of it. I can give you Klay, I can give you Draymond, and you can give supporting evidence for both. What's that?
You know what you're saying? You're basically saying that Dennis Rodman, in your argument, it can be an argument made that Dennis Rodman was more important than Joe Dumars. Disrespectful.
That Dennis was more. No, Dumars won a finals MVP.
And Scottie did what? Scottie didn't do nothing, right?
I didn't say he didn't. But I don't. What are you trying to say there? I'm saying that Joe Dumars was more important to
You're saying that Draymond is more important than the Splash Brother. It's not Splash Triplets.
Well, you can't give me Joe Dumars when he won a finals MVP and Klay Thompson hasn't.
It's game six Klay for a reason.
That's a bad analogy. When it was dire
and destitute, who dug them out of the hole?
All right, let's go to Paul and Hollis. What's up, Paul?
What's up? How you doing, T?
What's good, bro? Talk to us.
All right. Yeah. He's just all hyped about how Dennis Rodman is this, is that. Bottom line is, Draymond Green and Dennis Rodman are two different players.
Are they really?
Two different. Yes, they are.
They're both based on defense and rebounding, right?
But wait a second. Okay. Wait a second. They do cover. They do cross and do the same things. But Draymond is the number one guy. He's the reason why Steph Curry has the shots that he has. He set up Klay Thompson many times.
Okay, let's stop there, Paul. Let's stop there. So Dennis Rodman having 12,000 rebounds in his career, double what Draymond has. Who you think was giving the ball? When I tell you Dennis Rodman wasn't shooting the ball when he get the rebound, is that not creating second opportunity for your teammates?
It's different in a way that
different.
Kerr designed specific plays for Draymond in initiating the offense to get to his shooters, or as you mentioned, on those dribble handoff plays, fake it and get into the basket, as opposed to Rodman being essentially a net negative on offense.
Is defense and rebounding important?
Absolutely, but that's not what we're talking about. Nobody in the history of sports
was better than Dennis Rodman.
I agree with that.
Seven-time all-defense first team, 2-time defensive player of the year.
I agree.
But like, 7-time rebounding champion, 75th anniversary team.
I get all that.
Jersey retired in both teams. Well, retired with the Pistons and Ring of Honor with the Bulls. 5 titles. Come on, man.
Yeah, but the 5 titles don't matter in this argument because we're just power ranking most important to their respective dynasty. So what he did with Detroit doesn't factor into this conversation.
But what I'm saying is he was third for both.
But you're saying 5 titles. That doesn't matter.
He only won
3 with the Bulls.
Right, 3 in a row and 2 in a row.
Yeah, Draymond's won 4 with Golden State.
So what I'm saying is they both was the third most important person on the team.
And I think that there's a case to be made Draymond was number 2.
And I think you're high.
Let's go to Anthony in Stanford. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ty, it's awesome to hear you, man. It's been a minute since I've heard you. But I just feel like you guys are arguing about two different things. Like that previous caller said, like, they're two different players. I think you take Rodman, you put him on any team, he fits. He's amazing. Draymond Green, I think, is just, when it comes to destiny, he was the perfect fit for the Splash Brothers. He was the perfect point forward or point center, whatever you want to call him. But he was setting picks. The screens that he would set is a totally different ballgame than what Rodman does. And I just think that you guys are, like, arguing about two different players. But I'm on the side with Ty where Draymond Green, like, is a big part of that whole dynasty. Like, it wouldn't be without him.
How many titles did the Pistons win without Dennis
Rodman?
Why do
we keep talking about the Pistons? We're comparing dynasties between Golden State and Chicago.
What's the Pistons?
Appreciate
not a
the
dynasty?
Call, Anthony. The Pistons going back to back?
I'm sorry if one guy was part of two dynasties. Yeah, back to back, but they went to the Eastern Conference Finals 3 years before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I mean, Bart.
That's not a dynasty back to back.
The premise of the conversation is a no bull tour. So it's Bulls against the Warriors.
And I'm
the
talking
Pistons
about one of the great
have
Bulls.
Nothing to do with this.
Okay.
You keep bringing up Detroit. We're not talking about Detroit.
I'm talking about Dennis Rodman versus Draymond Green.
But that's a different because if we're power ranking who's better on the all-time great ladder, that's a different story.
I'm saying who was more important to their dynasty, and I can say that they're equal, right? They're both third most important. You're trying to tell me that Draymond is the second most important person. Klay is what makes them special. The fact that they had two of the greatest shooters, not one, because it opens up the court for everybody.
Jose?
Nobody's even checked. Nobody's even guarding Draymond Green.
Jose's in Brooklyn. What's up, Jose?
Hey, good afternoon, Bart, Ty. Shout out to the company. I'm rolling here because it's definitely a good debate. But, you know, the whole trying to muddy up the debate, I think that's, you know, being played by Ty. Because if we want to say that Draymond Green was the second most important Golden State Warrior, I just totally disagree with because we wouldn't be talking about Golden State and without how good Klay Thompson was. There were other players like Iguodala that ended up winning the Finals MVP, you know, that had more of a significant role guarding LeBron. You know, I don't see the, you know,
yeah, Iggy did an excellent job holding LeBron to what 35 a game in that series. That was a top notch defensive job.
Yeah, but tell me this,
don't be that way because you know, Ty, after Iggy was placed in that rotation,
they went 3-0 the rest of the series. Now, I agree with that. I was just having some fun. So here's the thing, Jose, about great teams. You can pluck a bunch of players and say, we wouldn't be talking about them if not for that player. That's how great teams are constructed. Right. I'm just saying that, like, if we want to look at Klay versus Draymond, I'm not saying it's a slam dunk, no pun intended. It's just a fascinating conversation where a case can be made for both guys.
You're right.
And
Chris
you're acting like
than Dwayne Wade.
No, right. That's not. But that's not something I would ever say because that's not even close to true. I don't agree that we can compare Bosh to Draymond. That's just, I mean, I don't even think that's apples to apples. Do you think that's a legit comparison?
Bosh is a better player.
Well, yeah, Bosh as the one option on Toronto when he was a 20-10 guy, yeah, better player. But as far as like integral to a team's championship runs, those 4 years that he had in Miami versus what Draymond's produced in what, you know, 7 years with the Warriors,
7 years versus four, he got half the titles. You don't think if that team would have stayed together, they probably would have won more.
Maybe. I mean, he ends up getting blood clots the next year.
Did you just say maybe?
Maybe. Well, because Wade broke down. Bosh had to retire.
You just said maybe.
Ray Allen was
done. Was it the next year?
Yeah. After they lost in 2014 to the Spurs, LeBron left. Bosh got the big contract. Midway through the season, he had blood clots, had to shut it down. Then he ended up retiring. And then Wade's knees were never the same. Wade, even in the 2014 playoff run, was not the same player.
Jake, are you there? Are you there?
I'm here.
After this break, I want you going there. I need a hair sample from Ty. I'm going to get him tested.
For what?
For the weed or something. You got something in you.
To say what? But what's the take that, like, I have to be on drugs in order to utter it? Like, what's the take?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
So it's not Pat O'Keefe yesterday saying Dwayne Wade, yeah, overrated and the second best player on his championship team in 06. It's me arguing facts with you about these two dynasties.
Yeah.
Okay. 800-919.
I expect that from Pat O'Keefe. I didn't expect that from you.
800-919-3776.
You're not showing us right.
By the way, speaking of Black History Month, do you think that there's some like coincidence that we work together on MLK Day and now we're going to spend a couple of days during Black History Month on these areas? Is John Winthrop sending a statement?
Yeah, basically, he's saying, hey, let's make the black people work on their black holidays.
Barton Hahn brought to you by
Tuttle. Let's get a white guy a week off.
Yeah, Alan's enjoying his – I think he's like actually still in Long Island. He's posting – he's at like LIU, not actually on vacation. But Barton Hahn – brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up, enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. We will continue to take your phone calls at 800-919-3776. Get into the Knicks. They are back in action tonight against the Sixers. Some football I want to throw at Bart Scott. Whole lot to do. 12-3, Barton Hahn right here on 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Every time we try and move on, T-Wizzle, they just drag us right back in. You don't piss people off, man.
Oh,
only
think
piss one person off. Only piss one person off.
Let's go here just because I love this slug. It says, Bart is definitely wrong. Let's hit Sean in Brooklyn. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up? How y'all guys doing today?
We're doing well, man. Blessed and highly favored. What's up?
Yeah, so basically what I'm calling is because, Ty, I'm total agreement with you.
Okay.
Bart, what Ty, the question was basically, what Ty is trying to say basically is that Draymond is an integral part of the team. He's not, I don't think he's saying that he's a better player than Klay Thompson. He's basically just saying that without Draymond, you can easily probably make a case that they don't even win any titles if Draymond wasn't on that team. He's the point forward. He runs the team. He gets Steph open shots. He gets Klay open shots. This one call, I think he said that he helps with the screens and gets these guys open.
Yep.
So basically, yeah, go ahead.
But what's hard to dispute is that what makes them special is the fact that they have two of the greatest shooters to ever shoot the ball. So for me, Ty saying that the argument is that Draymond is more important, I think it's just equally as hard to find a great Robin than it is to find an Alfred. You know, and I'm just trying to say that Klay is the second most important person to this dynasty. They're all important because the pieces have to match and fit. What I'm saying is, like, Klay, we know Klay is a better player. Like, Klay could have been great wherever he played.
Yeah.
Right? Draymond can seem like he only can play for this team and be effective. That's why when he was out there, nobody was really biting at the fact where he was trying to act like he wasn't going to take the $100 million. Like, Draymond, you're not Draymond anywhere else but with this team.
But I think both things can be true. Ball. Like, would he necessarily have the same value elsewhere? No. But it's also true that he is in the conversation for, outside of Steph Curry, being the most important piece of that dynasty. And I'm choosing to take the guy who was there for all four championships that they won during his run versus the guy in Dennis Rodman who missed half of the Bulls dynasty. That's all I'm saying. And it's not who's the better player, because Dennis is the better. Like, at their apex, who would I rather have? I'm going with Dennis Rodman. I'm just talking just – you know, with the respective dynasties, who was more important?
Saw
the Bulls win without him. And in fact, not only did the Warriors not win without Draymond, you could argue, like, and this is the gift and the curse of having him be your leader, they lost the series because he was suspended for that Game 5 in 2016.
Well, I would say that, you know, it's just when you talk about dynasties, the Bulls had two, and you know the Warriors only had one.
No, so they had three-peats. We talk about dynasties.
No, I understand it. I said the Bulls had two dynasties, and Golden State had one.
No one calls it. I don't want to argue over like things that aren't that important, but no one calls the '90s Bulls two dynasties. They just say it's two three-peats.
It's
6 and 8 years.
But still, it could be separated. It's kind of like how the Patriots had two dynasties, right?
Well, because that was over 20 years.
It was a time in between, right?
Where they went a decade without winning.
Right, and it was a time and a period where, you know, whether Jordan left and that was the problem, the reason why they didn't win six in a row or something like that. What I'm saying is that it's like two separate dynasties, and Dennis was a main part of the second one. And, like, when you look at it, it's only three, but the Golden State, the entire dynasty, is only four. So that's all I'm saying.
4 and 7 years. Let's go to Allen in Uniondale. What's up, Allen?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's good?
Ain't nothing much. Yo, shout out to the company. And I want to shout out those other two dudes, too. Yeah, because Pat O'Keefe was talking crazy about Dwayne Wade and Doughboy and the other guy. They came through with facts right after me. So it was just, that was pretty cool. I was at the barbershop today, you know, go get my weekly Thursday haircut. And I'm trying to get, you know, my barber hit me with the whole, with a question like, how many championships did LeBron win with the Lakers, right? Mm-hmm. How many would you say?
One. Man, you better not come with this.
Yo, bro, so I'm like, so he's trying to, right? So I'm like, one. He's like, how much you want to bet? And I'm like, I'll bet this haircut. he is trying to tell me that the in-season championship counts as a Lakers championship.
Nah. Man, we giving him this. Listen, they ain't put that up. They ain't put that up in the arena. They put that up in their practice facility, son. Like, where's the – man, if he don't get the hell up out of here with that, tell him for that, for even trying to pull that, your next full haircut should be free.
Yeah, I was going to say the next year haircut should be free.
Yo, so no lie, so someone came in and he asked the next person, and he didn't say NBA championship, and I'm like, bro, it's not a championship regardless.
Yeah, man, that's like winning a banner. You know what I mean? Like, get the hell out of here.
I'm recording this phone call, and I'm gonna bring it to him next Thursday. I'm getting my free haircut. Watch.
Tell him like he better get your free haircut, or he gonna come up missing. We gonna mess around and start confiscating his clippers.
Yeah, that's silly, and it makes.
Come on, man, what the hell are we talking about? Nobody was even trying to win that thing, but LeBrick.
Why do you have such disdain for LeBron? I'm very curious.
Oh, because I'm loyal.
To who?
To Pistons. What do you mean? He put up 25 points in the midst of our dynasty and ended our dynasty. What the hell are you talking about? Of course. Do I respect him as a player? Yes, but I don't got no love for him. Just like I don't got no love for Jordan. I don't got no love for Jeffrey. Only reason Jeffrey gets any respect from me because my cousin played for him.
But, I mean, LeBrick, like that's a little much for the greatest player we've ever seen.
He's not the greatest player I've ever seen. Maybe the best you've ever seen. I still struggle with the fact that y'all think he was a better player and a better leader than Kobe Bryant.
My all-time favorite player. But, I mean, and I tried to hold on to that as long as possible.
Kobe didn't play long enough. Like, he got injured. Like, LeBron has avoided injuries because he's probably getting medicine from Europe. And, you know, you talk about how much money he spent. Like, come on, man. He can't spend that much money on normal drugs.
He's had significant injuries. He had a groin injury.
No,
he had
man,
an ankle
ain't nothing
injury.
Significant
but it was
about
never
that. He ain't
like,
had an ACL. Yeah, he ain't had no Achilles.
None of those. He's been able to avoid that. And I think that adds to your greatness.
That's what good medicine to do.
I mean, it adds to your greatness. It doesn't take away. And LeBron's so good.
Would you be surprised if you found out LeBron was taking human growth steroids?
I'd be very disappointed. I'd be very disappointed. But what I will say about LeBron and why he deserves, you know, a lot of credit is there is something to be said about being able to play two straight decades of competitive basketball and not having to retire twice to take breaks because you couldn't handle it. So
Michael Jordan taking breaks had nothing to do with his physical. It was his mental, losing his father, the controversy around that. It had nothing to do with his inability to play basketball or needing a mental break. It had something to do with his losing his father and what that did and devastated him and him trying to do something to honor his father. Like, don't go there. And to me, like, he still just – if we're not talking about Captain Little Man where points is the determining factor or statistics, I still don't think Michael Jordan – I mean, I still don't think he's better than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because guess what? Of course his stats are going to be more, because he gets an opportunity to handle the basketball, where Kareem had to get the ball given to him to be able to do that.
But the
right?
thing – and look, I love Kareem. I think he's one of the three greatest players ever. The thing that in this argument hurts him is that we've seen Kareem win championships as the second best player, which Magic took over in the late 80s. LeBron, that's never been – the case for him. He's always been the best player on every championship team.
Yeah, because the ones that – what about – he was the best player on the ones that lost, too.
Yeah, he was.
How many times has Kareem really lost the championship? And tell me this, what would Kareem's statistics look like if he didn't go to college?
That's fair.
He was the most dominant player in college history.
I'm not going to argue that. You could say he's got the best basketball resume ever when you look at what he did at UCLA, into the NBA, Rookie of the Year, immediately Finals MVP, champion.
My point. So like,
immediately.
So what I'm saying,
I'm not disputing that at all. We got to hit a quick break here though. So hold that thought. We'll get right back to that in your phone call. Spartan Han, brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. 1 hour down, two more to play with Barton Han, Ty Butler, and Fallon, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.